New ghost in Gaza. The poet's ghost woke up in Gaza. There was the glow everywhere from neutron uranium warheads. How new sea salt washed at his feet from the toxic earth. How it caressed like the sea that gave it birth. Was something to be navigated still, although it was reassuring there was land somehow. Even in this graveyard nursery. Auden, who did try to bring low Shelley's idea that poets are unacknowledged legislators of the world, said, "No, that's a secret place." True, too. The poet knew himself a target, though. He was a very literary man, perhaps too literal, too well-read to think himself immortal. He remembered Yeats. They had changed their throats and had the throats of birds. But was grateful that he'd kept all words. He resolved to comfort others with a story, understanding that all ghosts are children. What his killers had wanted was the Gaza Sea, for its reserves of precious energy. Energy to him now was free and open.